and suddenly the wolf was between them. He did not growl. The damn thing never made a sound. He only looked at him with those bright red eyes and showed him his teeth, and that was more than enough. Tyrion sagged back to the ground with a grunt. "Don't help me, then. I'll sit right here until you leave." Jon Snow stroked Ghost's thick white fur, smiling now. "Ask me nicely." Tyrion Lannister felt the anger coiling inside him, and crushed it out with a will. It was not the first time in his life he had been humiliated, and it would not be the last. Perhaps he even deserved this. "I should be very grateful for your kind assistance, John," he said mildly. "Down, Ghost," the boy said. The direwolf sat on his haunches. Those red eyes never left Tyrion. John came around behind him, slid his hands under his arms, and lifted him easily to his feet. Then he picked up the book and handed it back. "Why did he attack me?" Tyrion asked, with a sidelong glance at the direwolf. He wiped blood and dirt from his mouth with the back of his hand. "Maybe he thought you were a grumpkin,"